let's say it is like Wafio suggests. Excuse every breathing. I'm for run is when I get my best, my most pure thoughts on the radar. Let's say it is like a Wapio so beautifully describes it. And not even metaphorically, but let's say the mama really is spiritually going to that other place and collecting her baby, her babies from the other shore and bringing them back earthside. And what I want to explore, which we'll be exploring in our class today, is the spiritual consequences of messing with that journey. What I mean by that, I mean, the most obvious one that kind of sticks out is vaginal exams and unwanted interventions, because as soon as you have a mama yelling, no, 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 don't do that, it hurts, get your hand out of there, then obviously that's going to affect the spiritual balance of that journey. And it will deeply affect the mother and also the child with who knows what consequences and when they will choose to erupt in the first weeks, in the first months, in the first years, or when the child is 50 years old and feels an inexplicable sadness and a deep depression and they don't know why. All they know is their mother was yelling no, no, no when they were born. And they were handled brutally and wrapped in scritchy cotton and had metal things attached to their body. So that's out of the way. What about other things that TBAs are not allowed to do? And what are the spiritual and psychic consequences of us not being allowed to do them? Palpating. How far are we allowed to hands on a mama that is choosing to walk with us during her birth journey? Measuring the belly. Most women I've followed love it when we get the measuring tape out and the scritchy scritch sound of the clicky click measuring tape. And I ask politely, is it okay with you if I measure your belly? And I say to the baby, good morning, is it okay if I touch you? Taking the baby's head, the Rutgers maneuver, stretching the vaginal walls, twisting the baby's head. What are the spiritual consequences of that? The head twist, the no, the saying no, the neck pain, the headaches, the migraines, the spiritual angst, the need for rules. Listening to baby's heartbeat. Some mothers really like to hear their baby's heartbeat. If we're bound up by rules that say we cannot show a mama how to use a fetoscope or show a partner how to use a peanut horn, where are we then? We're sitting with our hands tied in the corner of the room, meekly doing our knitting.